Welcome to Jump in Tucson. You know, we're going to clean up here a little bit this morning. Jump in Tucson is our formatted show with different hosts covering different topics. I host Mondays for Wonder, the good things going on at the U of A. Tuesday, General Ted Maxwell hosts the Engagement Hour. Wednesday, Grant Kruger hosts. And then Thursday, Tom Moulton talks about attractions. And I come in here on Fridays, and we talk to people who have had great successes in Tucson and talk about their businesses and organizations. So I was jesting about cleaning up because our guest today is Heath Bowen, the president of Sparkle Cleaner. So good morning, Heath.
Thanks for having me, Ed.
So before we get started about a couple of the initiatives that you have going on both in your company and in the community, let's talk a little bit about Heath and how you made it into the dry cleaning business and being the biggest dry cleaner in Southern Arizona.
Dumb luck.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though. Dumb luck is a good thing.
Yeah.
Especially on St. Patrick's weekend. That's a good thing to talk about.
Yeah. We all need that, right? A little luck.
Yeah. So how did you get into the dry cleaning business?
Oh, well, just kind of fell into it in Houston, Texas. I was there waiting to get a job with Houston Police Department because that's what I thought I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of brothers had a really large family-owned cleaning company there, one of the biggest in the country, actually at the time, family-owned.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of taught me the business and took me under their wing, and I kind of liked it. And before that, all I'd ever done was bartended in college, so
right.
I didn't really have a great skill set, but they taught me the business, and it's all I've ever done since then.
So you're going to clean up Houston, then you're going to clean up on tips, and now you're cleaning clothes in Tucson, Arizona. That's great. So you got to Tucson. I know that the former owner, Sean, he was the owner of Sparkle Cleaners, and you partnered with him for a while.
Yep. Sean was a great visionary and really built the base of Sparkle. Mm-hmm. And before him, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Don Holt.
Correct.
Back in 1961, he opened the company.
And he used to clean drapes.
He cleaned drapes. He rented cars.
That's back when people had drapes in their house. They would clean drapes. Yeah, Don was great. Yeah.
He was great, and he was also, I heard some stories about him. He won the World Series of Poker.
Wow.
I think twice. So he was a character. So, you know, it's a long history, mm-hmm. always locally owned, and I bought the company in 2000,
mm-hmm.
and it's just been a wonderful thing since then.
When Bill and I were going to elementary school, we had this teacher by the name of Sharon Brewer, and her mother, Madeline Brewer, worked for Sparkle Cleaners. Madeline worked for Sparkle for years, and then Sharon, you know, she was a teacher at the elementary school, and she worked there for a little while, too. So used to have one at kind of on Broadway in the Columbus area.
By Elkhorn. I've got the old hangars, and it shows all the old locations. So, great history in Tucson. You know, we hear stories. And we're blessed. We have, I think I have 30-plus employees that have been with us over 20 years.
Right.
Just tremendous, tremendous people.
My manager at my store, she's been there a long time, too. She's wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you. We should
shout out to her because she's great.
So. Teresa on Broadway.
Yeah. So tell us just, you know, obviously Sparkle Cleaners, the name probably says what you do, but you're basically into dry cleaning. But tell us all the services that Sparkle now offers to people that are interested in making their best impression.
Yeah, dry cleaning is a lot more than dry cleaning these mm-hmm. days. So we do dry cleaning. One of the services that got really big during COVID was our wash and fold program.
Mm-hmm.
So we do thousands of pounds a week of wash and fold. And you know, your time is valuable, especially if you have two people working in the household.
Right.
You know, who wants to spend their whole day doing laundry? So mm-hmm. we take away that. And with our pickup and delivery service, it's kind of a throwback to the 50s and 60s.
Correct.
Like, we'll come to your house, we'll pick up this big bundle, we give you the hamper, mm-hmm. and it comes back folded just like your mom would fold it. And
you know, again, not to harken back to our little childhood, Bill, my brother, sitting here with us, my parents had 23 foster kids, so those little babies when they came out of, in between parents and their new adoptive parents. And we had a diaper service, and, you know, they would do the diapers, they'd put them out, the truck would come along, get them later that afternoon, they'd come back clean, and it was fantastic. Yeah.
You know, that kind of actually, with people worried about landfills and diapers, that came back, and there's some services around the country. I kind of drew the line at that. I won't clean everything.
Yeah, yeah. You'll clean most things.
We'll clean most things.
Yeah.
You know, and then other services, we do carpet and tile cleaning, mm-hmm. and we started that right before COVID, which is a terrible time to start a new business, but but it's just a part of what we do. And mm-hmm. over the next few years, we're going to be coming out with more things. You know, we want to just be seen as the company that can take care of anything you have.
On your carpet and tile, you're doing both residential and commercial
yes.
as well? So
yeah, we do both. We have some really experienced, great people that do that. You know, we decided if we're going to get into this, we need the right people, and I found the right guy that right. has a lot of experience, and he's great.
Mm-hmm. Great. And then tell us a little bit about just the stores, how many locations you have and where you're located throughout the valley.
So we've got 12 locations in Tucson. We have three alteration-only stores. Our Mendel's Wife the Tailor, that's our branded alteration department.
Right.
So they've done really well over the years, but we cover everything from Moro Valley out to way on the east side.
And you go down to Green Valley
Green
as well?
Valley. We have a location down in Green Valley. And then our home pickup and delivery, which is also we'll pick up from your office, covers all of greater Southern Arizona.
And that's a couple of years old now. I mean, you've always had that available, but you've really upped the game in terms of delivery, pickup and delivery. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's the technology we use with our software to make it efficient, both for the customer and for us. It's hard to beat because it's hanging on your door. I mean, I feel guilty for saying this. I go to the cleaners every day. Obviously, that's where my office is.
Right.
But I'm on home pickup and delivery because I would always forget my clothes at the cleaners, like everybody right. does, right? So it's right. on my door when I get home, and I don't have to worry about it. It's no extra charge. So if you go right. in the store, it costs you one price. If you call us, we come pick it up, same price.
Right.
And we're in your neighborhood twice a week, so it's twice a week service. It's hard to beat.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the hotels for years have had a management team. C-suite has always had pickup and delivery at the hotels, and lots of stories of people who forget their dry cleaning and it's at the hotel, and they got to come in their dressed down clothes, and then remember to take their dry cleaning home with them. Well, that's a pretty normal thing. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about your services and so forth. When we come back, we'll talk about a couple of initiatives that you have that specifically out on Oracle Road, and then and the future of cleaning in Tucson, and then a great community activity that you're involved in the coming few days here. So you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. We're talking with Heath Bolin, president of Sparkle Cleaners. So this is Ed Ackerley. You're listening to Jump in Tucson. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Ed Ackerley. We're talking this morning with Heath Bolin, who's the president of Sparkle Cleaners, the largest dry cleaner and residential and commercial carpets and tile cleaner in Tucson. Let's talk a little bit about the future of dry cleaning. Of course, it went through a kind of a metamorphosis just by, like everybody did during the COVID era, and then different people weren't going into offices, and so the change of what uniforms they would be wearing and so forth, and then just the future of what dry cleaning looks like in the future.
Sure. First off, I'm not a big fan of work from home.
Yeah.
All those Zoom calls and pajamas, that's not really good for business.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we believe it's not good for people because, you know, when you look good, you dress good, you feel good, mm-hmm. you know, there's something to that. You know?
I even tell my students at the University of Arizona when they're having a phone interview for a potential job, I tell them to put on their best clothes. Stand up like you were in front of that person instead of lounging on the couch and pretending like, you know, they can't see you. Pretend like they can see you. Yeah. Dress up and feel good about yourself.
That's great advice. And it's true. You mentally feel different when you dress well. You
know? Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And so COVID kind of, obviously your pickup and delivery during COVID really, really skyrocketed. And so what's the future look like for how people are interacting with your stores and the people that work with you?
So the future is positive, and that's hard to say in an industry with decreasing piece counts across the country.
Right.
You know, Procter & Gamble got into this. They have tied cleaners around the country. And one benefit of that is we get really good data because Procter & Gamble can afford to get really good data.
Right.
But they're bullish on it, too, just because people are investing. Even the casual wear you see, it's expensive.
Right.
And when you spend, you know, $80 for a casual, if you will, semi-dress shirt, you want to take care of it. And right. so, you know, luckily, we do think there's a future. It won't all be worth it.
A Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirt, $300, you know, for a casual shirt.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we've had to write a couple of checks for those over the years, but we do. And that's another thing about Sparkle. We always take care of what we do.
Right. But if you're going to spend $300 for a shirt, though, you want it to look nice.
Absolutely.
And take care of it for a long time.
And it'll last longer if you get it cleaned with us.
Right.
But toward the future, so we've got a new prototype store at Oracle and Rudisill. So we're right there at the light at Oracle and Rudisill. Our neighbor's a Starbucks. And one of the things we get, it's hard to get labor to stay later. And we, you know, you don't want to be, you can only be open so long. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten calls over the years from people I know, like, hey, I've got a flight. I need to get into the store, get my clothes. So I've probably 100 times over the last 20 years went and opened a store after hours for somebody to, you know, get their stuff to catch a flight, or they were in late, had a late meeting. Or happy hour ran over, whatever it is.
Right.
But our store at Oracle and Rudisill now, we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can drop off even as a new customer. You can pick up your clothes through an automatic kiosk that we have there. And it is some of the most advanced technology our industry has seen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't have to have contact with a person. You know, we still staff the store during the day, and we're training our customers how to do it. And we still have to do some back-end stuff. But logistically, it's all automated. And you know, last night I was looking at the cameras. I can see when someone goes in. I want to see how it's working. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a guy, a brand new customer, never used this before, dropped off his order at 10:30 last night, and we had another customer come in and pick up at 11:00 at night.
Right.
So as they get used to it, you know, they get to do the cleaning on their schedule, not on my schedule.
Right. We're talking to Heath Boland, president of Sparkle Cleaners. I can see how that 24/7 access is. It would be meaningful for people like maybe Davis-Monthan Air Force folks and first responders who are working those graveyard shifts and other types of things when they've got to, you know, they can drop it off on their way to work and pick it up, you know, and would have to wait around for someone to open up the door.
You know? That, and then just people. We're all so busy. If you're two parents with kids, I remember when my kids were at home and we were at sporting events every day and practice. And, you know, before you know it, you look up and the cleaner's closed.
Right.
And so now we're hoping to take away that issue. And so this is our first store. We think we can do probably convert maybe four more stores. But always have a person there, because that's what makes us great. Our people are great. But we don't need a person there at midnight. And if you want to pick up your clothes at midnight, you should be able to do that.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, after all, it's your clothes, right? And that's one thing I learned early in this business. Don't ever forget, it's their property. You need to be accessible for them.
Right. And sometimes you're an idiot like I am, and you throw a $100 bill in your pocket, and it goes through, and you never see it again, because who knows whose pants it ended up in. So I've done that a couple of times at your location.
We've found a lot of odd things over the years. Yeah.
As a bartender, you heard a lot of strange things when you were bartending, and I bet as a dry cleaning guy, they probably come to you with a lot of things. Look what we found.
It lends for good stories.
Yeah, and we have no idea where it came from, but it was in this load. So, you know, I'm a VIP member of one of your East Side stores, and the fact that I can just throw everything into a bag and run by your store and drop it off and come back later that afternoon, pick it up if I want to, or a day or two later. So it's this convenience factor we were talking about earlier, how amazing that is for me.
Yeah, no one wakes up in the morning and goes, I get to go to the dry cleaner today. So we try to make it as easy and as convenient as possible.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about this initiative, about the fancy dresses.
We partnered with the wonderful people over the Junior League. And we are collecting gowns for kids to wear to prom, homecoming, and all that. The Junior League has been doing that's called Cinderella's Closet for years, and they've been really successful with it. And we wanted to partner with them because, hey, we can clean all of those for you, and we can collect them at all of our stores. So we are almost at 1,000 so far collected for this year's event, collected at all of our stores. Every one of them we clean, we detail, we press, and then we get it back to the Junior League. And their event is not this weekend, but next weekend. You can find it on their website, but it is a wonderful event. And so many young ladies get to wear a dress that they would have never worn before and go to prom.
And when they go get that dress, they get to get it, or do they have to pay for it? Or
No.
It's donated.
It's all donated, and it's not just the dress. There's accessories. There's jewelry items. There's shoes. It's they do everything to take care of those girls. And this year, we're going to have a tailor on site, so we can do the alterations for them free, help them with the fittings, and it's just a wonderful thing to see.
And this is this coming a week from tomorrow, then?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Bill, let's make a note. Maybe we'll call Cinderella's Closet and see if we can get him in next week to promote this
event.
Yeah,
that
would be great. And the Junior League is the one that is collecting and providing that, and you're providing the resources to clean and...
Well,
and
we're collecting at our stores.
Oh, you're collecting
the
dresses
at your
store.
So you can drop off any... So this year, so I would put a message out to everybody.
Right.
I had two daughters, and I know they went to prom, homecoming, had a new dress for every one of them.
Right.
And then they hung in the closet for years, wasted. So after your event this year, bring it to the Sparkle Cleaners. We'll donate it with the Junior League. And next year, some other young lady will get to wear that same beautiful dress and have that same experience, which would be great.
That's a great idea, yeah. And maybe at some point they'll do the same thing for guys, because I have a tuxedo that has been hanging in my closet. I swear to God, it's been hanging in my closet for 20 years. And I wear it every once in a while. But you know what I do? I go rent a new one.
Yeah. Well, you know, guys, it's so much easier because there are those rental items out there.
Right.
But a dress is such a personal thing.
Right.
I mean, they make all of us look the same, right?
Right.
Like, oh, they're all the same.
Yeah,
put them in a black tux.
Exactly. But the women want to have some special dress.
Special for them.
What a great idea and a great another thing. And, of course, you helped us with the collection of school supplies during the summer. You do things like that with the community all the time where you're engaged in the community activity, and that's part of what you need to be as a good civic member of the business community.
Yeah, and I'm a Tucson Conquistador. I'm a life member now, and this community has been so great to me. It really has. I mean, I owe everything to the Tucson. We need to give back. We need to care about Tucson because it is our home.
Yeah, we know. We were talking with the morning show host here on the radio station about. You know, we hear a lot of negative things going on in Tucson just because of that's what you see on the news. And you know, if you turn on the evening news, we had the general manager of Channel 13 on last weekend. And, you know, that's part of what people want to know, what's happening and where were those police cars going and how come this is going on and so forth. What Jump in Tucson is about is the good things going on in Tucson and all the things that people like you and the Conquistadors and the Centurions and these large groups that are doing good things in the community. And, yeah, we hear about them now and then, but we're hoping to try and maybe elevate that level of all the good things that are going on in Tucson, because we can all sit around and complain about how bad everything is. It's all incumbent upon all of us to jump in and make it a little bit better. So
that's low hanging fruit. I'm glad you're not going for it.
Well, I tell you, was there anything else you want to tell us about Sparkle Cleaners and Heath Bolin and engaging other people in your company that might be related to you or anything like that?
Well, really it's just all of our people. So we employ about 100 people here in Tucson, and we truly are like family. We all, you know, we work together like a family. We care about our people, and our people have done an amazing job for our customers, and that's why we've been successful.
One thing I can attest to is the quality of the service and the quality of the job that your folks do with the clothes. I come by your place maybe two or three times a week, and it's amazing how good the clothes come out and how good you feel when you have good clean clothes. So it's been, you guys do good work in Tucson.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Now we got to get you out to clean the floors in my house because they haven't been touched in.
I got a guy for that.
I got tile floors that the grout at one point was kind of a peach color. It's now kind of a dirty brown. So we'll get you out. Well, Heath, thank you for all the good work you do in Tucson with the community, but also with being an employer in Tucson and signing the front of that check and making sure that 100 people in Tucson have a pretty good living. And thank you for making me look good for all these years. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, we'll be back after a word from some of our great sponsors with the second half of the show. We're going to let you know that on Monday we come back with a pretty good lineup of we're going to be talking with Tyler Meyer, he's the executive director of the U of A Poetry Center, and Violetta Wolf, which is an interesting story. They have a sample of the asteroid Bennu that's on display at the Gem and Minerals Show, and we're going to talk a little bit about that on Monday, about how you can go down and see that out-of-world experience that they have. So you're listening to Jump in Tucson. This is Ed Ackerley. We'll be back in just a few minutes on KVOI 1030 AM The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk station. Thanks for listening to Jump in Tucson. We'll be back with Dr. Jonathan Scott Kreider from Arts Express Theater next. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. You know, we talk about success stories and things that are happening in the community that are good. You know, we're going to talk Monday about the U of A Poetry Center and the Asteroid Bennu at the Alfie Norville Gym and Mineral Show, and those out of this world, as I say, some pretty cool things. Another cool thing, another cool gem, if you will, that we have in Tucson is the Arts Express Theater at Park Place Mall. What a wonderful venue, and if you've been to any of their shows in that place, it's what a space and what a performance space it is, and what some great productions that they've done. And they're going to be doing one here soon that we'll talk about. So our guest is Dr. Jonathan Scott Kreider, who is a director there at the Arts Express Theater. So welcome to Jump in Tucson.
Thank you so much, Ed. I'm really excited to be here.
So you have a varied career, obviously, but what got you to Arts Express and participating exposure of the community to some really good quality performances?
Yeah, absolutely. We are incredibly proud of all the work that we've been able to accomplish. We have grown substantially over the last several years. We actually are a 40-year-old company. Mm-hmm. We've been around for quite a while. We are the premier musical theater production and education company here in Tucson. And just recently, actually over the COVID pandemic, got our very first permanent location. So the home that you mentioned there at Park Place Mall is actually only about 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And it's been such a wonderful experience for us. I originally partnered up with Arts Express Theater as a member of their board. Mm-hmm. And that was probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And then during the COVID closure, sort of transitioned my work with them into the director of community engagement, which I continue to serve as now. I also am one of the resident stage directors. I'm working on a show right now, which will be the one that comes up after our opening night of Hair, which is happening tonight. But that's going to be in the Heights, and that's going to close our 23-24 season there at Arts Express, and that'll be my 11th production that I've been working on there. It's been a great run.
But even though you're closing the performances, there's still a lot going on at Arts Express. So tell us about what you do in the classes and the different kinds of things that you do with community engagement that makes this experience, experiment, if you will, such a unique thing for Tucson.
Yeah, absolutely. So the full stage productions that we have, you had mentioned having a beautiful space. We're really proud of that beautiful space. Everything in the theater is done at cabaret tables, which sort of gives it a unique feel. Mm-hmm. for here in Tucson. And then a part of every production that we have, we involve all ages. So most of our leads are professional actors who, you know, have incredible credits around town, sometimes nationally. And in addition to that, we make a point to also hire up-and-coming actors, whether they're in high school or maybe the university, and sort of bring them up with an experience where they can work in a professional setting. Arts Express is a fully professional theater. Everyone that touches the work is paid a stipend. We're really proud to have grown from a volunteer organization that we had not that long ago to a fully professional event here. In the summertime, we have camps for our school-age kids. We actually have two camps coming up this summer. There's going to be a camp in June and a camp in July. Those are full-day camps, and the June show is actually going to be Madagascar. Cool. And that's going to be for grades 2 to 10. Basically, how that camp works is, like I said, it's a full-day program. They work on voice, movement, dance, characterization, script scoring, and all of these skills that they learn in theater then sort of culminate to this full rehearsal process and then a conclusion of an actually presented production with all the same production values that we would have for our main stage shows. In our theater, we invite family and actually the general public is now really engaged because the production values of those shows have really, really grown over the years and actually drawn quite a crowd.
Yeah. I went to one of those and it was pretty amazing. Yeah.
No, it's amazing what our kids can come up with over the course of really only just a month. Yeah. So that will be at the end of June.
It's bigger than the performance too, because it's teaching camaraderie. It's teaching leadership. It's teaching getting along with other people. It's teaching responsibility. It's teaching so many wonderful things that you probably get that in a summer camp out in the woods. You'd probably get it in a sports camp or something. It's a different kind of an experience for a child, especially one that's interested in perhaps someday performing somewhere.
Absolutely. I have actually argued a number of times in a number of professional situations that the value of a theater education is maybe one of the most transferable pieces of education that you can have in the regular world, because in those experiences, you're learning empathy, you're honing your emotional intelligence, you're able to experience people in the moment and actually listen to your counterparts and be able to respond. And all of that communication skills is completely transferable to anything you do. I have a theater education, went to the U of A, got my bachelor's, got my master's, all in theater. And I can't tell you how valuable it's been coming into just professional experiences, having that communication skill that is really priceless.
And the format is kind of unique too in the summer for the kids, because you have both the June and the July sessions. And so if someone has summer vacation plans, they can still get them to a quality program and still get them out. And some kids can go to both if they want to, and go to both sides and then go in vacation in August maybe. So you have a good opportunity for, especially the kid that's really excited about performance. What's the July, Madagascar in June? What are they going to do in July?
July, we're actually going to do Greece.
Oh, cool.
The June session is geared to grades 2 to 10, whereas the July is geared 7 to 12, given the little different nature of the show that we're doing. And this will be the first time that we do a unique connection with a main stage show that we're doing. I didn't get into all the shows that we're doing next year, but the second show of the season is going to be Grease. So we are doing a main stage version of Grease, and for the first time we're actually going to tie that with our summer program so that those students have a chance to actually interact in workshops and masterclasses during their camp with the professional production team that we have, which actually, believe it or not, are coming to us from national places where they have really impressive credits that include the original Broadway run, the national tour of the show.
That's amazing. So let's talk just a little bit about the 40 years. Are you still a 501c3 organization? So you're still a nonprofit arts organization, but you're able to kind of bridge that gap and be professional. Well, at the same time, what nonprofit means, it doesn't mean that you don't make a profit. It just means that you're not beholden to a board of directors who are getting compensated for that bottom line profits. But you still have to make money, and you still have to sell tickets, and you still have to sell some refreshments, and then you have to be in community engagement and your donor people, and of course the executive director, and you probably spend most of your time trying to collect money to support these kids and support the major performances. So.
Absolutely. We are fully professional, as you said, but an absolute nonprofit organization. And the ticket sales alone really only cover about 60% of our total cost. So you had mentioned concessions. Those are all based on donations. So we actually have an opportunity where a lot of people, you know, will give a little bit more than maybe, you know, they would if, you know, there was a price tag on that candy bar, which is really generous.
There's no prices on what you have. It's, you know, here, if you want this candy bar, tell us how much you'll give us for it.
Exactly.
How good was the presentation today? So that's good. Yeah. I like that. Well, tell us a little bit about Karen and Ben and the leadership and then the board. You have a full board with lots of people on it. So tell us a little bit about that structure.
Yeah, absolutely. So Karen Weiss is our executive director. She's been there for 14 years in that role. And her son, Ben Weiss, actually serves as the managing director.
Good guy from the University of Arizona. Was in my class. He was a student in my class. Yeah,
A great group of people to work with. They really put their heart and soul into everything that happens. It's almost a miracle, the work that happens on our stage and in our company with the number of people behind the scenes that are actually making it happen.
Right.
And we can really owe a lot of that to Ben and Karen both.
Right.
And you had mentioned our board of directors. Our board of directors has also been an incredible resource over the course of the recent few years when we've really grown the organization to a much more structured and professional situation. The board has really been a big leader in creating that new, much more professional, regulated structure. And so I absolutely give my hats off to the board. They're also very engaged in helping us raise the money that we need to make this happen through sponsorships and special events and all that good stuff. So yeah, I'm
fantastic.
Super proud of our board.
Well, when we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit about the what's happening starting tonight, the production of Hair, and then we'll talk about the upcoming season. We'll talk about how people can jump in and get involved with Arts Express and participate in that process. We're talking with Jonathan Scott Kreider, from the director, a director from Arizona Arts Express Theater. This is Jump in Tucson. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I love it. The Age of Aquarius from Hair. How fitting is that? We're talking with Jonathan Scott Kreider, who's a director at Arts Express Theater, the fantastic facility over at Park Place Mall. If you haven't been there, I encourage you to go see it and go see some of their productions. So let's talk about one of those productions, which is starting tonight. You have the great Broadway show Hair. So tell us a little bit about what's going on there and how people can get involved in that.
Yeah, absolutely. It, for those of you who know it, I'd be surprised if anyone doesn't know it. It's it's one of the classic shows that really revolutionized what Broadway could be,
mm-hmm.
And really spoke to a moment. It has an incredible message, and the way the cast and crew deliver that message is something to be really proud of. I encourage people to get their tickets as soon as they can.
Right.
Our productions have been selling out, and there's already some shows that are sold out, and tonight is opening night, so you definitely won't regret it. You can go online to arts-express.org and get your tickets there. It's running for the next 3 weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Fridays and Saturdays at 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. and Saturday and Sunday at 2. So we have lots of options depending on which works best for your schedule. This weekend and the next 2 weekends to round out the month.
And for those people that haven't been to the theater, and just to talk again about the cabaret seating, it just is an intimate environment. So if you have 6 people, you can all sit at your own little pod and have your own little table, and the 6 of you can be there. Or if there's a couple of you, then you can be off by yourself. So it's a really unique way to see, and it's theater in the round, so you can kind of see what's going on too. And that's a challenge for you as directors to try and figure out how to have actors' backs to some people but still make it powerful for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. The really unique part about that space is the flexibility of it. So not every production is configured in exactly the same way. I, in my shows that I happen to direct, am a huge fan of In the Round. So I have chosen quite a number of those settings. And you're right, it is a delicate balance to direct a show in the round and keep people moving and making sure that everybody feels like they're a part of the show. But not every show has to be in the round. We've had modified thrust stages, true proscenium stages. Really, one of the greatest things about that space is how flexible it can be. Hair actually happens to be a traditional proscenium this time. But again, check out the seating map for every show because it could, you know, change, be different, right. Because depending on what speaks most to the show and the director's vision, it's really great to be able to have that flexibility.
Tell us a little bit about the last show of the season, In the Heights, and you're directing that. Just tell us a little bit about the premise behind that show and what you see. That starts April 19th and runs through Cinco de Mayo. What is that show about, and what do you see there?
Yeah, so I am a part of the production team. The senior director on the project, his name is Umberto. He has incredible credits across the nation, even internationally, most famous for his work with Up With People. And so I totally encourage you to look up him. He's an incredible person to have a part of this project. But the rehearsal process is new. We started only a couple weeks ago. The cast is absolutely incredible. I can just about say that for every Arts Express show that is. I was talking to a friend of mine shortly before this interview that when you have the level of production value and the great shows that we do, people want to be a part of it.
Right.
And so, you know, the acting talent that we have is really remarkable. I think that's probably one of the biggest compliments we get when I stand in the lobby and greet people as they leave, is just how impressed they are with the level of talent. And sitting in rehearsals for In the Heights, I'm literally blown away. It'll be a pretty traditional remount. For those of you who might not know, it is the Tony Award-winning Best Musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda. Most of you probably know that name from Hamilton.
Right.
This actually was a Broadway production that he did before Hamilton. So this is a pre-Hamilton. It still has sort of that revolutionary hip-hop blend that made Hamilton so famous. It is about life in a neighborhood in New York. Washington Heights is a neighborhood in New York, and sort of how the traditional neighborhood was dealing with the gentrification that was happening around that time. It's a contemporary piece. It'll be delivered contemporarily, again, like a remount, really sort of paying homage to the greatness that was that show when it came out in New York.
And it has the same kind of a structure, Saturdays and Sundays at 2, and then on the weekends at 7 p.m. One of the unique things about the setting is good for a lot of people. One, it's free parking, and two, it's also, if you go on a Saturday, you can either stop by and grab some food before you go in, or come out afterwards and go have something in the mall, or there's tons of restaurants right around there where you can talk about the show and revel in that. And you know, if it's a weekend event and you go to dinner first and then go to the mall, and it's safe and it's a good, clean environment, and it's just a beautiful place to experience theater. So tell us a little bit about the upcoming season when we start in the fall again to bring back what are a couple of the highlights for next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Given sort of the structure of where we are, the theater space that we have, we're really able to produce theater year-round. And that's what we're doing. So our next season actually starts with Damn Yankees.
Oh, cool.
Which great is going to be at the end of
June. I'm coming to that
one. Okay,
good. I'm coming to that one. That was awesome.
I hope to see you there. Yeah, Damn Yankees is going to be our first show of the season, and that starts in June.
Okay.
And then after that is going to be Grease, which I mentioned before, right, with that sort of connection with our education program. The next show after that is going to be Rock of Ages, the 80s jukebox musical. Mm-hmm. And then the incredible audience favorite classic Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Yeah,
absolutely. Is Donnie coming in for that one?
We'll see. We'll see what we can do about that. After that is going to be 9 to 5, made popular by Dolly Parton. The holiday show this year is going to be Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, wow. What a great lineup so far.
And I'm not even done.
Yeah.
After that is a theater lovers classic. Might not be as well known to the general public, and that's called Sideshow. It's a wonderful piece with incredible music, and we're hoping to use that to introduce people to a new show. It's about a traveling circus freak show back in the day, and the leads are actually two female conjoined twins.
Wow.
So the songs that come out of that story are pretty incredible. After that, we have, everyone knows, Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
And then we're going to close out our season with Kinky Boots.
Wow.
which is going to be, again, a terrific season. Nine shows in total.
What an aggressive, but what
we like to say ambitious.
Yeah, ambitious, but what a great for Tucson, though, and great for a great thing for people to be involved in. How do people get involved with Arts Express Theater, and how to go to the website and reach out to you?
Absolutely. Go to arts-express.org, and from there you can buy your tickets. You can look up ways that you can sponsor shows, make a donation to help this continue to go the way that we want and continue to grow and serve the community.
Excellent. Well, we'll see everybody at the theater. We've been talking with Dr. Jonathan Scott Kreider, the director, a director, and community outreach at the Arts Express Theater in Park Place Mall. Check out their website. Go to a show. You'll be very entertained. This is Jump in Tucson, and we'll be back with you on Monday with the Wonder Jump in Wonder Series.